B-Pod Studios.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
I'm a huge fan of your show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The radio is like your kingdom.
This show will have laughter, tears, arguments, infections caused by jacuzzi water.
That was what we call in radio lingo, audio gold.
Radio people are the coolest.
That's just good radio.
We're mass communicating, all right?
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Did he say we're mask communicating?
Maybe.
That was Pacino. I think he said that. We're mask communicating.
Maybe. That's a good thing.
Look at us.
I like it.
Good morning, LBF.
Good morning, Bob Bronson.
Happy Monday.
I'm so happy to be here.
Sure you are. We're down a man.
I know.
Brian's on vacation this
again.
Week. Now, he has one of those vacations that, you know, there's a new term called staycations.
It's not so new anymore.
It's not so new.
I feel like it's now the only way to vacation.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So, do you like a staycation where you're just kind of doing day trips?
You know, I got to tell you, I used to only take staycations. And then there was a nice little time where I went away, and now we're back to staycations. The staycation I took over July 4th was the best vacation I've had in a while. I was well rested.
Mm-hmm.
There was no rushing around.
Yeah.
There was no boom, boom, boom.
No.
I didn't feel guilty about money I spent.
You don't come back tired.
No.
No.
So a staycation is great.
You get things done.
You also have a neighbor with a pool.
Oh.
So that helps.
Right.
That
so it's
really
like a stray
like
vacation.
Yeah. Just
straycation.
Right.
You strayed over to their house.
Yeah. Some guys have a stray vacation, but it's
not. No, we don't.
We won't
that.
Encourage that.
No.
Keep it to
not
the pool,
good.
Mister.
Yes. Don't stray too far. All right. So Brian's on vacation this week. We'll hold down the fort, LBF. We've got Ryan Reynolds working with us.
I know. Well, lucky down from Canada.
Yeah. He's working with us. Well, not that Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's just
I was told
Ryan
there would be a Ryan
from
Reynolds
down the hall.
Here, but
he's really Ryan Reynolds from down the hall. So,
yeah.
Anywho, weather today, I like it. How about you? You okay with a 71-degree day in August? Nice change of pace.
I am. My house needs to cool down. It was nice sleeping weather. Yeah, it's been
still
great.
Hot.
I woke up and actually was like, I need a blanket.
Isn't that great feeling?
Yes.
Love it. 71 today. Tonight showers, and that's okay. We could use some rain for sure. Chance of rain about 60%. 63 in Boston. Okay, here's what we left you with Thursday. We were here. We took Friday off.
Right.
And we were still on song scramble number 13.
Really?
Yeah, they already had four songs. So we're still on song scramble number 13. Here it is. It's the last song, of course, that we need.
Oh, yeah. That's yep.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Did you know the last song without reading?
And that's why, part of me is like,
don't know.
Don't speak. Don't speak. What if I say it?
No. Ryan Reynolds, tell her to be quiet, okay?
It's the worst. The fear
don't
of that.
Say anything. All right. We're going to give you a chance to speak up. Not her. You. 8 o'clock. $1,000. That gets you in the running for $1,000,000. So make sure you're ready and down to play at 8 o'clock.
Okay? All right. I'm down to play it.
Down to play
it. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool. Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering?
Yes.
Skipping? Or squeaking?
All those
three
things.
Okay. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive safer with O'Reilly. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Well, I have a cool toy, and I have a cool house.
Cool toy and a cool house.
Yeah.
Okay, this might not be classified as cool, but you should know.
It's a need-to-know basis.
Need-to-know basis.
All right, I'll do cool stuff, and you do the stuff that's really important.
I'm going to give you the five symptoms that usually happen in order with COVID. Okay?
Okay.
I know. All right, go for it.
All right, so good news, bad news. The good news is there's this cool new toy out there. The bad news is it's sold out on Amazon, but I bet you can find it. Fisher-Price has now a little people set of the characters from The Office.
Oh, cute.
Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
It's got a toy. It's Michael, Dwight, Jim, and Pam, and they're 3-inch versions, and it's like kind of right down to the nitty-gritty, which is Michael holding his world's best boss mug. Amazon, $20 for the person who loves The Office in your life.
My kid loves
that
show.
Oh, my gosh, right?
That's all she watches.
Yeah.
She watches that and Impractical Jokers.
Yep, everyone loves The Office.
She loves The Office.
But, yeah.
You know? And she's 22, almost.
Yeah. So
right?
Does she need a Fisher-Price set?
That'd be nice.
Okay.
Oh, but you said it's sold out.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I'm sure you could be looked around.
I know.
It's on Amazon. I just did a quick cursory search.
What's it called? The Office what?
It's The Office, the Little People set.
Okay.
Fisher-Price.
There it is. Okay. This, it doesn't always mean they happen in the same order, but researchers looked at more than 50,000 coronavirus cases, and they figure out when symptoms are most likely to show up. Here are the five early COVID symptoms and the order they usually happen. Number one, fever.
Yep.
The first symptom people usually notice. Number two, cough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the order of these two is important because it's the opposite of the flu. With the flu, you're more likely to get a cough first, then a fever.
Oh, okay.
So this is fever, then cough. Number three, muscle pain.
Oh.
So a general soreness or achiness. You know that
feeling
all
over? Yeah, I know
that
feeling. It's awful.
Number four, upset stomach and or vomiting.
Really?
Yeah. That
now, that's a plot twist. Because
yeah.
Usually you get like the muscle aches, fever, and cough, and then mm-hmm. that's it. But the plot twist is then you get a stomach ache.
Right. And you know what number five is?
What?
That's the D word.
Oh.
Diarrhea.
Oh, God. First thing in the morning, Bob?
No, well, that's I was going to go with the D word, but it seemed like you wanted more.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
That's no fun.
Those are the five. Fever, cough, muscle pain, upset tummy or vomiting, and then the diarrhea. So that's
you.
Your COVID.
Thank you.
Well, but you need to know.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do.
What else?
All right. Finally, if you're a serial killer
okay.
or you need a lot of storage space,
yeah.
there's a home in Missouri just for you. It used to be a jail. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath historic home in Fayette with nine working jail cells in the basement. I saw it last
nice.
Night. It's the real estate agent's like, the possibilities are amazing. No kidding,
are they?
Psycho. It's an 1875 Howard County Sheriff's house and jail. So back in the day, like, you know.
Yeah, the sheriff would
live above the jail.
Yeah.
Like in, like, you know, Little House on the Prairie and stuff.
Right.
How else would you watch them?
Yeah. What are the possibilities?
I don't know. It's an additional 2,500 square feet. It has to be reworked. It's $350,000, though.
It's a cool man cave.
It's a very cool man. I mean, you could merchandise that up.
Yeah.
You could get a little love it or listed in there and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Right? Just don't lose the keys.
Don't lose the keys.
No,
it's really neat. We'll put it up on WROR's Facebook page. And by the way, follow us there because we're fun.
Yes, the ROR Facebook page. Also, the ROR Morning Show Facebook
page. Yeah, that one too.
We could, yeah, well.
that's even more fun.
That's more fun. That's where the fun happens. Okay, it's 6:23. Coming up, we're going to play the song scramble that has got everybody stuck on song number four.
Come on.
See if we can help you out.
You can do it.
Yes. Yeah. That is Steeler's Wheel. Good morning at 6:30. It's Bob and LBF. This week, Brian's on vacation. Stuck in the middle. I'm seeing a lot of reports that people during this pandemic are not taking advantage of working out a lot.
No.
Getting into shape.
No. I resent the people who do. I'm like, what are you doing? I thought
right?
we had a pact.
Oh,
we're all just going to get fat. Thank
How's your
you.
Husband doing?
He's good. We're mm-hmm. both, we you know, mm-hmm. we just haven't really exercised a lot.
It's hard.
It's hard to do. Because you got to wear a mask and everything, and it's just
Remember comedian Rob Schneider?
Yeah.
Little guy. He married a Mexican woman.
Yes.
Happily married, love, but I guess she's got issues with his sweatpants. See if this doesn't ring true for
okay.
most husbands.
My favorite part of being married is my wife deciding what I don't need anymore.
You don't wear this anymore. This doesn't fit anymore. Mm-hmm. My wife threw away all my sweatpants. I said, why did you throw away all my sweatpants? Because sweatpants, they lie to you.
True.
They are liars, the sweatpants. You don't know how fat you're getting. You don't right. know. Till one day, both the strings just disappear.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's too late. I threw them away.
Too late. Yeah.
It's real bad when a pair of yoga pants feels tight.
Oh, they're not supposed to?
No.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
No, it's a wake-up call.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had that wake-up call this morning. I was like, now I'm awake.
That was an early call for you. Anyway. All right.
Yep. Ring, so ring, Lauren.
Not alone. You're not alone. I'm going to drink a lot of Squeezed today.
Yeah.
Squeezed.com.
Yes.
Our friends.
Yep.
I brought in my juices. I'm
good.
Doing a one-day cleanse today.
Good. You're Monday, one day.
Yeah, I like to do Monday, and I'm going to do Monday and Thursday.
Okay,
how
good.
How cool is that?
That's good.
So it's like 2 days a week, easy peasy, and hopefully feel better.
Yeah, don't push yourself.
Well, because wait till you hear it for the weekend was not good.
Okay.
It fell off Trust Mountain with that for sure. Wow. Okay. So before you do traffic, what do we got coming up in the laundry?
Well,
bed?
We have a lot of stuff. We have Miley Cyrus's very interesting interview with Call Me Daddy.
Can we do this?
A little bit. A little bit. Not
all
really.
Right.
Not a deep
about
dive.
This.
Also, a celebrity divorce settlement that's big. And
big.
I love it because she got him good.
He had it coming.
He had it coming.
He had it coming.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, it's 6:45. Let's get into the laundry with LBF.
Okay.
All right.
First, we have a big celebrity divorce, and the lady got paid, and I love to hear that. Chrissy Teigen's big surprise, and Miley Cyrus spills all the tea on Call Her Daddy.
Okay.
Okay, but first, let me do my favorite story.
Okay,
so
go.
Ewan McGregor, who I formerly loved, especially in Moulin Rouge.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, he was in Fargo. He was, not Fargo the movie, Fargo the show.
Mm.
He was in Star Wars movies. He played Obi-Wan. You know, Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, he's big.
He's big.
Yep.
But he was really great in Moulin Rouge. He was very romantic. Anyway, he'd been married since 1995 to his lovely wife, Eve. But then when he was starring on the show Fargo, he decided to skirt around with his co-star, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who was 33. And his wife was, and he is 47.
Mm-hmm.
Not awful, but not great.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
She got paid.
Eve.
As part of his divorce from ex-wife Eve, they have four kids together.
Right.
A judge has signed off on the couple split. He's set to split up royalties and residuals from the projects he's worked on during their marriage, including half of his Star Wars royalties from starring in the four movies.
Oh,
and she's going to get $500,000 cash to even out the asset split. I don't know what that means, and I hope I never find out, Dave Falcone. Child support of
so to see.
$15,000 a month and spousal support of $36,000 a month. Plus,
wow.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is what happens when you skirt around with the 33-year-old in Fargo.
Boy. Any regrets, Ewan?
On top of that, she's walking away with $7 million Los Angeles house, five cars, and bank accounts. He's going to be keeping a bunch of the cars and motorcycles. Of course he is. And they've agreed on joint custody of their 9-year-old daughter. Now, the fact that he has a 9-year-old daughter makes me angry. I loved Ewan, but then that happened, and now it's over between
us. It's hard. How are you going to...
But good for you, Eve. I follow her on Instagram, too, just as like a...
Eve.
Her last name
McGregor.
Is... No.
No?
M-A-V-R-A-K-I-S. K-I-S.
Oh, Mavrakis.
Yes, Mavrakis.
Yeah, she's Greek.
Greek.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen has a surprise. She's pregnant. Now, here's the thing. This will be her third child, and she had her implants removed. Just FYI. Mm. It's part of the story. I'm not just like being salacious here.
What, her teeth implants?
No, her... It starts with T. Anyway, before she got her implants removed, she had to take a pregnancy test, but it was a false negative. And guess what?
Mm.
She was pregnant.
Oh.
And she didn't think she could get pregnant naturally because her first two kids were IVF babies. And then she said, quote, when you give up on trying, life has a way of surprising you. I've given up on trying on a lot of things.
Hey,
it surprises me every day, Chrissy.
There you go.
I don't know. I hate, like, I'm just to the shout out to the IVF people out there.
Yeah.
These stories are very encouraging, but they're also kind of annoying because for people who are going through IVF,
yeah,
and then they read about a Chrissy Teigen and it's like, I just stopped trying and then it happened. You like kind of want
right
to blow some things up.
Well, it's expensive.
Well, it's
very expensive.
Yeah, it's
not
covered
that
here.
She has to worry about it. Oh, it is? That's good.
Yeah, it's okay. Covered here. And then finally, Miley Cyrus. Shall we get to that? She was on Call Her Daddy, which is a podcast that I don't listen to because I have taste.
It's not good for work.
Don't listen to it.
No.
I mean, if you want to get fired, fine.
You'll be fired.
Anyway, she was on it. She was talking about a lot of things. She talked about how she lost her virginity. She talked about her ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth. She made some confessions about her preferences on things, women and men.
Yeah.
What I do like about Miley Cyrus, she is like, the years of therapy are paying off. She's very comfortable with herself. If it's worth listening
some
to.
Some would say too much.
Well, I don't know. I kind of like it, Bob.
I mean, I'm not
going to say those things, but it is refreshing to see somebody so very comfortable with who she is and how she got there.
A little bit too comfy.
Well, yeah, it's like putting your feet up on the couch. You're like, you know what?
I don't need to know all this. There's a lot of information.
Wait a minute. Can I just say?
Yeah.
Confession?
Yeah.
Bob Bronson walked in this morning, and the first thing out of his mouth was like, did you listen to the Miley Cyrus interview on Call Her Daddy?
It was trending on Twitter as the number one podcast.
Yes. My point is that you're interested because it is salacious.
I couldn't listen to the whole thing.
No, it's unlistenable.
Yeah.
But when you pull the facts out.
Then you're like, what?
Yeah. So you look for the highlights. Some I really can't talk about
on
family radio. But anyway, we'll put it all up on the Dirty Laundry post today.
Why don't you have your own podcast?
And talk about that stuff?
No, Call Her Mommy.
Call Her Mommy.
You like that?
I bet you there'd be some weirdos who would.
It's working for this chick. She's number one.
Yeah. Call Her Mommy.
Call Her Mommy. I think I'm onto something. All right. It's 63 in Boston. By the look.
More 105.7 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's good to be back. Brian's on vacation this week. LBF and I are here, and we took Friday off.
We did.
I took your advice, went down to Martha's Vineyard.
I know, big day trip for you.
It was fun. We took the ferry across from Falmouth, right, the Island Queen.
Yep.
Got there in plenty of time, went to Oak Bluffs.
Yep.
Took a tour.
That's a great idea.
It was great. No regrets.
Yeah, it's always good. First time place, just take a tour, get yourself acclimated. Did you like it?
Loved it. Couldn't find your private beach that you crashed, though.
Kwanzu
was well hidden.
It's
I don't know
really
how
well
you
hidden.
Guys found
we
it. Found,
we drove like a mile and a half down a dirt road.
They're still talking about you there.
I know.
The lady who crashed.
I got an anonymous note.
Right, you did.
I did.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So we took a tour. And it was good because you learned a lot about the island. The guy who was the shuttle driver.
Tour operator.
Good guy. Just gave us a lot of information.
Did you learn stuff?
Yeah, I learned a lot. And then he learned something, too.
Oh, God, no. What did you do?
Well, all right. So he's telling us a lot of fun facts.
And you really do have a lot of fun facts up your sleeve as well.
Yeah. So one of his fun facts, there because Jaws, of course, was filmed there. And he'd tell us these little spots about this happened here in the movie, and that was there, and yada, yada. Well, at one point, he was calling the shark. He said, this is where they filmed the scene where the two old guys are fishing off the pier.
Yes.
At night, and they throw the
turkey dinner.
The wives' roast or something into the water. Anyway, so he's showing us that pier. And he said, and that's where the shark, they had the mechanical shark, and his name was Brian, would go, right.
Oh, so here's the thing.
Right. And so we know it's not Brian, don't we?
No, it's Bruce.
It's Bruce.
And
so
here's
I said
the thing.
To Carol,
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I got to picture this.
Yeah.
You're in like a van.
Yeah.
He is the driver.
Right.
You're with, 10 other people?
Ten people.
Yeah,
in total. Uh-huh.
And you're listening to this, and he says that, and you turn to your wife and say, it's Bruce, or do you raise your hand?
No, I said to my wife, I said, it's Bruce. I'm pretty sure it's Bruce.
Yeah.
And she said, well, just don't say anything.
Yeah, exactly. Just please don't do this. Yes.
So did I zip it?
No.
I did for a while.
And then you couldn't take it anymore.
Then again, he's like, oh, and also Brian was filmed here doing whatever scene it was. And I said,
oh, God. Oh, God.
Is that wrong?
No, it's just uncomfortable. I mean, like, I would just would have been like.
Oh, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Carolyn looked at me and said, zip.
Right.
She's like.
But she knows that that's a lost cause.
But no. So at the end of the tour, I gave him a nice tip. Well, I must say, a lot of people didn't. And then I had another tip for him.
So how did you say it? Just tell me how it went.
I said, I think you called the shark Brian. Carolyn had left. She walked away.
I would have walked away.
Yeah, she
I would
did.
Have been in Nantucket
but
at that
don't
point.
Don't you think I helped the guy out?
Yeah, you did. I mean, at least you didn't do it publicly.
No. I said, look, I'm pretty sure it's Bruce.
And did you say I know that because I work with a woman who does trivia?
Yeah, that would have blown my cover.
Yeah, right.
Oh, the one who crashed our beach last week? No, I did not. But I did say, look, I think it's Bruce. You should just Google it. So don't you think today's tour, he's going to be calling it Bruce? And
I hope so.
He'll remember
it's not
that guy
Brian, it's Bruce.
Who gave him that tip.
I wonder what I would have, I mean.
Wouldn't you have told him?
I probably would have at the end.
Yeah, at the
you
end.
Did the right thing. You
right.
did the right thing. You did it at the end.
Didn't
you tipped
call
him
out.
And you didn't call him out and embarrass him.
And I might say, people were cheap on the tips.
People don't carry cash. Tipping is a weird thing. They should have a Venmo site for everybody now.
Well, maybe.
Because that's what.
The guy, you know, he did that tip. Drawer or jar, rather.
Yeah.
And he wanted some tips.
Well, yeah, that's how you make your money.
Yeah, but didn't.
Nobody put like 10 bucks in
cheap,
there?
Cheap. But I gave him a nice tip and then I gave him a tip.
Yep.
It's Bruce, not Brian.
So he gets, other than that,
it was
Lincoln.
Great.
How was the vineyard?
Great. It was great.
What was your favorite part?
I like Edgartown a lot. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's very nice there.
Very fancy.
Posh. I'm more of the Oak Bluffs contingent.
Oak Bluffs was a little loud.
It's loud.
It was a little loud.
It's
gonna
good.
Say.
They got good
it wasn't
bars.
The. Yeah, no, it's fun. Oh, and I went to a restaurant there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the name of it.
Yeah.
But I should have listened to the 7-year old kid.
In line?
No.
What?
We're sitting outside. We just ordered, and a 7-year-old kid walks by with his family. They're looking for a place to eat. You know what he said?
What?
Dad, this place sucks.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to eat here. And we're thinking, no, that kid doesn't know.
And then he was right.
He was right.
Who says that at 7? He didn't get his mouth washed out with soap?
No, the dad said, you can't say that.
Oh, he did?
I wish I listened to that 7-year-old. Because
his Yelp review was terrible. Well, I'm glad you like the vineyard.
I'm going to listen to a 7-year-old next time. If he says this place sucks.
Get up and leave.
I'm going to get up and leave. So bad. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. 727, it's Bob and LBF. Brian's on vacation this week. Sounds like a staycation.
It's a staycation.
Honey-do list. Wow.
Oh, his list is always a honey-do list. But he likes being busy. Not anybody's fault but his own.
Then he can come help me with mine.
That'd be nice.
Hey, I got a list for you, Brian. Yikes. Hey, weather today? 71 degrees. You liking that, LBF?
I like a nice little break, but you know, I want it to get a little warmer again. I mean, it goes from crippling heat to cold. I can't take it. How about a nice little medium?
Nice having the windows open in the house.
Oh yeah.
Not that AC wasn't whirring.
Yep. No AC whirring in my house.
Cash register. I know you don't have it yet, boy. Well, you know what? Your electric bill should be nice and low.
It should be.
Yep.
Let's hope so.
Yep. Tonight showers down to 64. And tomorrow, sun and 84. There you have it. It's back.
Okay.
Here's the latest coronavirus shortage.
Oh.
Pepperoni.
Oh, yeah.
A pepperoni shortage. Pizza shops are reporting higher pepperoni prices as the supply is going down.
So, is that a bad thing, though? Pepperoni's so bad for you.
I had to quit pepperoni.
Did you?
As much as I love it.
Dave bought it this weekend, actually, some sort of pepperoni-like thing.
Really? He doesn't get the salt? It doesn't bloat?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He was watching Riverdale all weekend eating pepperoni and cheese.
Sorry to out you, Dave, but man. That's not very good.
Yeah.
Watching Riverdale.
Riverdale. And on Netflix.
And eating pepperoni.
Pepperoni and cheese.
And you give him a free pass with that?
Why? Like, I mean, he has the best life ever.
He does.
What husband did that this weekend besides Bob?
Not
and I'm
this
like,
one.
You do you. I don't care. See
wow.
you later.
Wow.
Would
wow.
you like a, you know.
Was he red in the face?
No. He was very relaxed.
He was bloated?
Yeah, no.
No bloatation?
No, he was hydrating with vodka and soda.
Oh, see, that's what it is.
Because what do you? What else would you
that
drink?
That man knows how to.
Riverdale?
Yeah, I mean, whatever, vodka and pizza. And he's got a good life going on
there. He does.
Man, he is one air conditioner away from being in heaven. All right. So what's coming up, Dirty Laundry?
Oh, well, we've got details on a Hollywood divorce where the wife won, but she, you know, he deserved it. 22 years married, and he's skirting around with a co-star, and I used to like him.
Yeah, cautionary tale,
right,
my man.
Let this be.
Hope it was
a
worth it. Hope she was worth it.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your day with J-Bo Joe and 90 minutes commercial free starting at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, the laundry's been piling up all weekend. Here's LBF.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. All right, Chrissy Teigen's big surprise. Miley Cyrus gets real honest. Too honest for Bob Bronson, frankly. But first, Ewan McGregor of Star Wars and Moulin Rouge and a very good movie called Big Fish. If you haven't seen that, you can stream it. He and his wife of 22 years got a divorce because in 2018, he decided that he was going to skirt around with his co-star. What's her name? Homewrecker? Wait, Mary Elizabeth.
That'll do.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Little Miss Homewrecker.
Little Miss Homewrecker. They were married for 22 years, have four daughters together. One of them's only 9. I know that there are two sides to every story, but I'm going to take the judgy path and be like, the 33-year-old Fargo co-star was wrong. I mean, I love Ewan McGregor. I would love to date him, too, but he was married. And the thing is, I did a little deep dive. He was married to this woman, Eve. Mary Elizabeth looks like a younger version of Eve.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, like new car smell, you know what
I
mean?
That's what it is.
It's like they want a new car smell.
Yeah. Newer version of the same model.
Isn't it awful?
Right?
It's awful.
I like vintage myself.
Thank you.
Give me a vintage Corvette.
Right?
I don't need the new one.
No. The new one, all the bells and whistles, it's complicated.
No.
You don't know how that stuff works.
No.
Yeah, just put it in drive and go.
That's right.
This is wrong that we're comparing people to cars, but
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
But you get what I'm saying. It burns regular. It's all good.
Exactly. You have to put that high test crap in it.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? See?
Anyway, now she's winning because she gets half of all the money that he made from the four Star Wars movies and a bunch of other movies that they made in the that he made in their 22 years together. She's going to get $500,000 cash, even out the asset split, child support of $15,000 per month, spousal support of $36,000 per month. She's walking away with the $7 million Los Angeles mansion, 5 cars, and some bank accounts. He's keeping the girlfriend, the cars, and the motorcycles because he's having a midlife crisis.
Oh, he gets to keep the girlfriend for now.
They've been canoodling around New York pre-mask.
Oh.
I saw some pictures of them in like March. They're still together. Puke. Their daughter wrote a song about her dad shading him about leaving their family for that.
Really?
Yeah. That's the way to get dad. Write a song about his philanthropy.
Daughter,
ways.
Write it? Yeah.
Sweet.
How can you live with yourself?
Ewan, just dead to me now.
No.
I loved him. Moulin Rouge, he was so great in that.
Mm-hmm.
The way he looked at Nicole Kidman.
Acting.
I know.
Okay.
Chrissy Teigen, she has a surprise.
Yeah.
She's pregnant with her third child.
Oh.
See, now here's the thing.
Yeah.
She just got her implants taken out and not her teeth implants, other ones.
Okay, got it.
She decided that she was like, I had enough. Now, when she went to get those taken out, she had to take a pregnancy test. It was a negative, but it was a false negative.
Ah.
That'll scare
the
everybody.
False There's false negative.
that there is a false negative. You think you're in the clear this Monday morning? Maybe not, ladies. Anyway, so she took another test because she takes it every month because she's always trying to get pregnant because she had to use IVF for her two first children.
Yeah.
And then it was positive. And so now she is pregnant with her third child, she said.
And it's not a false positive.
It's not. Okay. She said, when you give up on trying, life has a way of surprising you, mm-hmm. and which is nice. But like for everybody who is struggling to have a baby with IVF and hear that's, you know, they hear that all the time. Well, maybe if you just stop trying so hard, you're like, yeah, really? Mm. Okay. So sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But congratulations to Chrissy Teigen. I like her.
Well, we know you do.
I do. I think she's nice. Mm-hmm. And she has a nice husband. And let's hope that 22 years from now, she's not suing him for half of the
royalties. No, I can't imagine that. Third kid.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus reveals all on the podcast, Call Her Daddy. She and Liam Hemsworth broke up. He has a very low opinion of her now since he was really, really hurt by the split. She dishes on a lot of things, especially her sexuality and when she lost her virginity. Mm. The stuff you, like, you know, only tell your really, really close friends. She's told everybody.
It's out there.
We'll put it up on Dirty Laundry, our podcast.
But what?
We'll put it up on our Dirty Laundry.
Your
podcast? A link.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that people can dish about and talk about it. But it's not safe for this broadcast.
No. I think, you know, I said it before, you should have your own podcast.
Yeah.
Call Her Mommy.
Call Her Mommy.
You like
what
that?
Will I do?
Well,
yell at you?
No, you just you dish.
Why aren't you cleaning up your room?
That's it, right?
Yeah.
So just talk like that girl does.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Guys, guess what?
Guys. Like Miley Cyrus.
Does your husband not pick up after himself? Well, Call Her Mommy says.
She's Call Her Daddy's not my favorite.
No, it's not.
But Miley's great. She's very honest and she's very upfront and she's had a lot of therapy and it shows.
Yep. Does it?
Yeah, you don't agree with it. Bob Bronson's putting on the dad hat, and he's like, I don't want that happening. But you're
vintage.
You're vintage.
I'm vintage. Are you ready to do it?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to give away a shot at $1,000 coming up next with the Million Dollar Playlist. Scramble number 13 has been...
Unlucky.
A B, mm-hmm. Okay? It's been the B word. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're going to see if we can crack it. Up next, if you've been listening, Thursday and Friday, people knew the top four. It's that fifth one that pays you $1,000, then gives you a shot at $1,000,000. It's next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows. For two full years, visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today, Steve from Stoneham. Morning, Steve.
Good morning. How's everyone?
We're good. Steve from Stoneham, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm a quality engineer up in Lowell here, and I have a wife and three kids. Just ready for Super Smart.
All right.
I like it. He's an engineer, LBF.
Quality.
Quality engineer. Well, you're going to have some quality questions, Steve, mm-hmm. from Stoneham. You get all 10 right, we'll give you $1,000, okay? It's burning a hole in our pocket. It's been a while. So here we go. If you're not sure about a question, be quick and say pass. We have time. We'll get back to it. Steve, are you ready?
Sounds good. I'm ready.
What's 8 plus 8?
16.
What's a baby sheep called?
Pass.
Who turned all he touched to gold?
Midas.
Who played Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Sean Penn.
Choosy moms choose what?
Jeff.
What was the name of King Arthur's court?
Pass.
What Shakespearean play featured the line, "To thine own self be true"?
Oh, Hamlet.
How many Major League Baseball teams are there?
32.
What blood type is the universal donor?
O.
O what?
O positive.
What city was the first Dunkin' Donuts located in?
Quincy.
What's a baby sheep called?
You.
What's the name of King Arthur's court? At the buzzer?
Oh, that's it. I don't know.
You did pretty good, though.
Yeah.
You did pretty good. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I think so, yeah?
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. He got O negative.
Oh, right. Okay.
You said O positive.
And the answer's
darn.
O negative.
Yeah.
All right. A baby sheep is called a lamb.
Lamb. You overthought that. You knew that, Steve.
I did.
You overthought it.
That's one of those things. What's the name of King Arthur's Court? Camelot. There are 32. No, there are 30 teams in Major League Baseball.
You said 32.
And the blood type that's the universal donor is O negative.
Oh, darn.
Oh, boy.
You did pretty good, though, man. You buzzed right through
them.
Yeah,
you did.
You probably overthought on the lamb. Because, right?
Yes.
It's too easy.
Right. Well, you don't want to think about lamb as being a baby sheep when you order it with mint jelly. Just that's the saying.
Only, is that the only time you use mint jelly?
Yes, it's the only
it
time.
It really is. Don't
have any mint jelly.
Steve from Stoneham. Nobody goes home empty-handed here, especially with your whole family here. How about a $50 Piattini? Am I saying it right? Piattini gift card. It's an Italian restaurant with an oversized patio. It's open for lunch and dinner daily. It's situated on the fashionable Back Bay neighborhood.
Really?
Located Piattini, located at 226 Newberry Street.
Oh, nice.
Visit them at Piattini.com for more info. Make reservations.
You can get a martini at Piattini.
You can.
Right?
Maybe the lamb. Maybe the lamb.
With mint jelly.
With mint jelly.
Just ask for the baby sheep.
No, don't. Steve, don't. No, don't ask for that. Steve, thanks for playing, okay? We enjoyed it.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All righty. Have
great
a good
job.
Day. So there you go.
Yeah.
Just probably overthought the lamb. And then a couple of them were 50-50 guesses.
I know.
But he knew.
Hamlet.
He knew Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's
smart. And he knew the first Duncan was in Quincy.
Right.
So some fun facts right there. If you want to play Super Smart, just like Steve did, go to WROR.com. Sign up there. Plus, you can play the home version of the game.
Yes, it's multiple choice. So,
you know,
what?
You're right. That's the only time you use mint jelly.
Yeah. Is there any other time?
I don't know if you would.
I don't think I like mint jelly.
You need it on lamb.
It
kind
of,
oh, you do.
Does it elevate it?
It hides it.
You like your baby sheep with a little minty freshness?
Yeah, exactly. I don't call them baby sheep.
Well, that's what they are.
A rack of baby sheep doesn't sound good. Why'd you go there?
I don't know. Because I'm messed up.
Yes, you are. All right.
Let's talk about veal next.
No, that's not. No.
The ROR Morning
you know
Show.
What that
Bob Brunson, LBA, and Brian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, LBF, what's cool? What do you have?
Okay, a house fit for a serial killer and a toy that you probably like even though you're not a little kid.
Okay, and I can't say mine is super cool, but you should know. File this under you need to know the symptoms that usually happen in order with COVID-19.
Okay.
All right? Coming up.
All right. First, the house built for a serial killer. Maybe. I don't know. I just think it's really cool. I saw it last night. A home is for sale in Missouri that used to be a jail. It's the 1875 Howard County Sheriff's House and Jail, because back in Little House on the Prairie days, you lived above the jail. Because how else are you going to watch the prisoners?
Well, you know, we were on the Martha's Vineyard this week.
Yes.
And we took the tour, which featured a lot of Jaws.
Yes.
Fun stuff. One of them was Sheriff Brody's house.
Oh, yeah. That's called Little Jaws.
Yeah.
And it's rentable. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
That's a cool thing.
That is cool. But I didn't know how much they paid sheriffs in Martha's Vineyard.
Back in the day, it was worth nothing.
In Amity.
Yeah. Now it's you can't rent it for less than $6,000 a week.
Oh, my
God. I looked it up.
$6,000
a week.
They were paying the sheriff pretty good money.
Yeah, they
back
were.
Then. Yeah,
all right. Anyway, this house is really cool because it's a two-bedroom, two-bath upstairs, but it has an additional 2,500 square feet that is 9 working jail cells.
It's great.
Imagine, like,
it's
being
great.
Punished in that house.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If for your kids.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. Instead
what
of sitting
did,
on the bottom
you just
step.
Just talk back?
Yeah.
You're going
in cell
to
number 5.
That's right. And you, cell number 4.
Give them harmonicas and tin cans and see what happens.
The blues.
That's funny.
That is funny. I like it.
Anyway, so that's for sale. It's $350,000. It's in Fayette.
A bargain.
I know, for 9 cells?
A bargain.
Sweet.
There you go. And, all right, you file this under need to know. According to experts, these are the after testing 50,000 coronavirus cases, here are the symptoms that you get, the 5 symptoms and the order they happen.
Okay.
Number one's fever. Get that first, followed by a cough, okay? Now, the order of those first two is important because it's opposite of the flu. Usually the flu, you get a cough, then a fever, but this is fever, cough. Number three, muscle pain. That total muscle pain.
Yeah.
General soreness or achiness. Number four, upset tummy. Usually with vomiting. I know. Good morning. And number five.
All right.
I know. You need to know. Number five would be diarrhea. So those
sing
symptoms.
That song?
In or, huh?
You going to sing the song?
No, I'm not. Is there a song?
Yeah, when you're up at bat and you feel a big splat, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Not since third grade. Okay.
You get to first and you feel a big burst, diarrhea. The best.
That's right. That's how you remember your order. You're on first. Nope, you got a fever on first. Diarrhea is the grand slam.
Yeah, when you hit a double and you feel a big bubble, diarrhea.
That's right. I forgot that song.
I'm sorry.
All right, wrap it up. Here we go.
Okay, The Office. Mm. Everyone loves the show The Office. Well, now Fisher Price is getting in on the game because they have a figure set. The little people, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cute. They have the cast. It's Michael Scott, Dwight, Pam, and Jim. And they're 2.5 inches tall, and they're totally cute. And Michael has World's Best Boss cup in his hand. And if you have a fan
people
in your
love
house,
it.
$20.
That's not bad.
Coming in, it's actually, you can order it. It's sold out on Amazon, but there are other places you can order it.
One of my kids loves that show.
Yeah, you should get that for Christmas.
What happens on third?
And you feel a big turd.
I was just afraid that's what you're going
to say. It's a great song.
What else could it be? 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF this week. Brian's on a little staycation. And weather looks like it's just trying to burn through the sun. That's good, right?
Yeah, it's getting there.
High of 71. Maybe some more showers tonight. We could definitely use that. And 60% chance of rain. Tomorrow's sun, 84. The week looks good. You know where it's 130 degrees?
In my house, in the attic, maybe, because we have no AC.
Oh, my God. Death Valley.
Death Valley.
California.
130 degrees. What's that feel like?
Well, what's boiling? 180? Isn't boiling 180?
What would happen if it was
your blood would
degrees?
Boil.
Our blood would boil?
It has
sure.
to. You'd cook.
No.
You'd just roast. Anyway, I mean, you couldn't survive.
I feel like 130 is a little too close to 180 for comfort.
Wouldn't you die at 130?
Yeah.
Google that. What's the highest temperature? Ryan, Google that. What's the highest temperature that humans can sustain without being
boiled alive?
Boiled alive.
Yeah.
Because I saw a picture of Death Valley.
Yeah.
And the high record was just broken, 130 degrees. And there were people outside pointing at the thermometer. Like, look at this.
It's a dry heat, though.
But does it matter? So is the oven.
Yeah, no, you're right.
The oven's a dry heat.
Why do you test that? Why don't you put your oven on 180 and see what happens?
Go ahead, stick your head in there.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. You know where it's super cold?
Where?
Right here, my new favorite show.
The most extreme alone challenge that's ever been done. Survive 100 days in the Arctic.
100 days? Nobody's done this.
And win $1 million.
Right.
This place will crush you.
With no shelter, no camera crews, no one to help.
That sounds bad.
Can't tap out when there's $1 million on the line.
Yeah, you can.
Good. That guy killed a muskox.
What's a muskox?
It's the muskox is kind of it looks like a wildebeest, but a smaller version of it. Big horns.
Ugh.
Yeah, so he took that down with an arrow, and then he had to go take it down with a knife.
Okay, that's messed up. This is your favorite show?
It's so good.
The premise of it is like 10 people get dropped off in the middle of nowhere.
In the Arctic, up in Canada.
Do they have shoes?
You have shoes, You have a pot to cook in, a fire starter, which you could use.
Good book, too.
And, yeah, right. There's a tarp, yeah, and just moderate cooking gear stuff and the clothes on your back. You can bring fishing hooks, but you can't bring...
A toothbrush?
You can bring a toothbrush.
Okay, good.
But you can't... let me see. Bring a fishing pole. You couldn't do that.
Okay.
So it'd be just a hook, and then you have to bait it yourself and do your own thing.
This sounds like a nightmare of epic proportions.
Do you know who the top three are right now?
No.
Two women and a guy.
Really?
And all separated.
Well, that's not surprising.
These women are good. I'm rooting
know how
for
to
one
survive.
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah?
This one is really good.
You don't like the guy, right? He's cocky.
This guy, he's just a little too cocky.
He likes killing things.
He seems to really revel in showing you how gross he can be.
Okay.
About eating
stuff. And
this
is on what channel again?
History.
History.
So the grand finale is next week.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
I'll have to catch up.
No, you should. It's so good.
Is it, though?
Oh, my God.
Am I going to feel bad that I don't like to go outside?
You'd stay in your hut.
Okay.
Anyway, it's great. I'm addicted.
Oh,
okay.
My.
Okay, 8:46. Hey, did you get that answer? 130 degrees. You ready before you do your traffic?
Okay.
The hottest temperature humans can survive is 130 degrees.
That's it?
The survival time of a human begins to decrease drastically. This temperature, you will definitely die at 130 for a sustained time.
Water boils at 212 degrees.
Oh, okay. Then you've got another 100
degrees. Okay, good. Right. So your blood boils. But my blood boils every day.
There it is.
Usually when I walk in this room.
Yeah,
we almost made it.
We almost made it. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, just about 9 o'clock. It's Bob and LBF. Okay, coming up in an hour, Julie Devereaux is going to give you another chance at the $1 million scramble. We played it at 8 o'clock. Patricia from Chelsea, right?
Yep.
Played along with us. She knew the first four. I wish we could give you a hint, but we cannot.
We're contractually obligated not to.
Not there. We're not at hint level status yet. If it happens, we'll come up with one. But the most we can do is play it for you again so you can hear it before 10.
Okay.
And give yourself another shot at it. Here is the $1 million scramble number 13. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No hints, LBF.
Hey, I'm saying nothing.
I know. Mm-hmm. Zip it mm-hmm. over there. So there we go. Julie Devereaux is raring to go. Give you a shot at 1,000, and then you could be in the running for $1 million. Well, you will be in the running for $1 million.
A million.
Wouldn't that be great?
Dollars.
Huh?
Yeah, that's
What's
amazing.
The first thing you buy?
What? A treadmill at this point.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's getting there.
Oh, boy. Jeez, I was thinking something more fun, but okay.
Well, I think I've had too much fun.
Yeah, I'd like an RV.
Would you?
Yeah, I think an RV would be fun.
That's more fun than a treadmill.
Isn't that great for your staycation?
I guess.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I would do. It'd be a nice one, too.
Oh, really? One with that, like, it like pushes out when you press a button?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I would do with it, but that's not going to happen. So,
no. Unfortunately, Bob's not going away.
Nope. Dream on, LBF. Dream on, like Aerosmith did. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.